Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How do you navigate, adapt, and shift gears during periods of unprecedented change? Best-selling author Scott Hogel grew up in Chicago, where he began his sales career at 9 years old. At 20, he joined the competitive radio business and has been in media sales for over 25 years. Scott's faith in Jesus Christ has been a source of resilience. Hey, talk about resilience during these moments. Wow. And that's why we are with you today. And we remind you as we start our show, the reason we have the Good Life program is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who loves you. No matter what you've done, where you've been, what you're going through, no matter how hard things may seem at this moment, there is always hope in Jesus, who loved you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. Ah, the resurrection hope of Christ, who's touched the heart of Scott Hogel. The same Jesus is reaching out to you, dear friend. Will you turn to him? Will you surrender to him and open your heart and receive him as your Savior and Lord? That's our hope. That's our prayer. Scott Hogel is the author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Persuade, The Seven Laws of the Sales Maker. He's a broadcast executive and speaker. He's married to Kate. They have two sons, Bailey and Casey. Scott, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's such an honor to be with you today.
Well, I should say welcome back to our show. This is not your first time or your second time. Every so often we have some guests that we invite them back because of the substance of what they have to share. So thank you for joining us.
Yeah, How are you navigating? It's great to be with you.
How were you navigating, Scott, in this new COVID environment?
That's a great question. There's a couple answers to that question. The first one is I've got to find a way to navigate it for myself, but then for my staff and also for my family. So I believe, as you believe, that if God can create streams in the desert, you know, whether it's healing or provision, you know, coronavirus is no big deal for God. I don't think it was a surprise to him, Danny. It might have been a surprise to us. But how I've started to walk through it, and this was a decision I really made at the beginning, was to really keep my eyes on the Lord. And one of the decisions I made early on was, number one, to not be afraid. I think that we have to remember that God gave us not a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Unless, of course, God was lying when he wrote that. But we know better of that. So one, the way I navigate is, one, I choose to keep my focus on the Father and not on the circumstances. And then two, you know, the scripture says we have this hope, this sure anchor of the soul. And I stay hopeful by focusing again on what God said. And I've been very focused these last few months on, you know, when I think about the crisis that we're facing, it's not just a medical crisis affecting a few, but it's a financial crisis affecting everybody now. So to be very open and transparent, within a month of the corona crisis starting off, my focus became, how do I keep my people paid and employed?
Well, I think that that speaks to every business owner, every executive, it's sort of like a financial shepherd would care about those things, wouldn't they? So what has the Lord spoken to you about with that, that yearning desire to do something or to make a difference?
That's a great question. You know, it first started off with giving my staff hope. In the first few weeks of the corona crisis, my messaging to them was focused on hope because everybody was so down. But then I realized after a while that man can't live on hope alone. You know, one of my favorite authors, Zig Ziglar, used to say that when there's hope in the future, there's power in the present. But after about a month or two of giving people nothing but hope, you've got to figure out how to butter their bread too. And I went to the Lord and said, Lord, we're in an industry in iHeart where, you know, we're dependent upon advertising, but advertising has shut down. It's off 50% around the country, and that was what it was those first few months. Businesses is closed down. Nobody wants to advertise, so what do we do? And I went back to the scriptures and asked the Lord, what's the principle that we can engage here? And one of the principles I talk about in Persuade was that we should always add value before we ask for value because it creates an invisible return. And frankly, that's right out of Luke 6:38, which says, given it shall be given. So very practically, Danny, how we walked this out was because we couldn't sell advertising to businesses, we gave it away. And over a couple of month period, I created a project with my staff to where we literally gave away millions of dollars in advertising because the scripture says, given it shall be given. We couldn't sell it, so we gave it away to help businesses sustain themselves. And what we discovered is that Luke 6:38 proved to be true. Many of them came back and became long-term clients. And God answered my prayer in helping me get them paid by giving on the front end and then receiving on the back end. And God can do that for your listeners today too. Whatever it is you are needing, God says that if you give first, it shall be given. So whatever it is you're looking for, find a way to serve somebody, whether in that area or another area, and let God return it to you.
Wow, that's powerful stuff. Take us further. What have you seen happen with, well, we're talking butter their bread. Those who you care for, those who you, as an executive, oversee, what's happened in their lives?
That's a great question. We notice everybody is responding to COVID different. What I mean by that is that the world is working from home. We know that now. But some people are thriving, and frankly, some are shrinking back. You can see by the look on their faces when we're on Zoom or an MS Teams call that some people are doing great, and some people seem to be shutting down. So I'm really staying focused in trying to identify the people who are really struggling so we can strengthen them during this time, because while I work in the marketplace, our ministry is that I'm a shepherd over my staff too. And shepherding them doesn't mean just getting them paid. It's looking out for their well-being, because when you strengthen a salesperson or you strengthen a leader, you strengthen the overall team. And the stronger they are, the stronger they're going to be for the family and, frankly, for our clients too. And I know we're going from a 10,000-foot to a 1,000-foot level right now, Danny, but I think people need real answers, and we need more than hopeful sermons. We need real strategies, and I think the Bible has those too.
Well, that's something that I've always admired about you, and the way that you go back to the scriptures and apply it in the marketplace. And it's not just an application that you take that doesn't go through you. It does go through you. You're living it. You're processing it. God's word is being massaged into your life, and then you apply it in your situation. Then you're able to share it with others. Now, how has this, or maybe you're already saying it, but speak into it anyway. How do you feel the Lord is, in a sense, refashioning Scott Hogel in this process?
Well, that's a great question. The question really hits my soul with a weight, Danny, because it causes me to look internally. My focus these last few months has been so much on strengthening those around me. But I do believe in the middle of every crisis, one question we should always ask the Lord is, Lord, how do you want to use this? So to answer your question, for myself, there's a lot of areas that I've had to face and conquer and overcome and grow. There's things I'm doing now I didn't do before because I didn't have the time, and which also means now that I have the time in the work from home environment, it means I have no excuses. So, for example, I've been teaching and speaking more and preaching more. I've been doing a lot more videos than I've ever done before. I'm doing a lot more videos for YouTube, for the website. I'm doing more videos for New Hope. So that's a whole new area. So I think that in the middle of this crisis, one of the things to help us navigate through it is you've got to pick a focus. You've got to pick a purpose, because purpose is the strength that gets us through this limbo time frame, and find a way, ask the Lord, how would you have me to strengthen myself through this process? Because when we make ourselves stronger, we then have something to give away to others.
Scott Ogle is a business broadcast executive. He's a speaker. He's an author of the bestseller Persuade, The 7 Laws of the Sales Maker. He's always got his finger on the pulse of what's going on. And we're talking about how to make it through, how to survive. More than that, maybe even how to thrive in this COVID era. You can find out more about Scott at scotthogle.com. Again, you can find his book there, or just go to amazon.com for the book Persuade. When we come back, he's not only a man in the marketplace, he's a father, he's a husband. Hey, how about you? How are things going in your family? What's family life like? How are the kids? How's your spouse, if you're married? How about your parents, grandparents? When we come back, we'll talk with Scott, a gracious man willing to share heart to heart with you, even about family. Stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yes, Scott Ogle quoted Zig Ziglar as saying, "Hope in the future is power for the present." And indeed it is. But as Scott said, when it comes to work and taking care of his employees, I mean, you've got to butter their bread. It might last, hope might last for a month, but what do you do after that? Well, a principle from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 38, speaking about giving, 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 and what God does in that process when we give. Well, Scott has given away a lot, even millions of dollars worth of advertising. You're listening to the Good Life Radio program. You say, "Danny, where are you going with this?" Well, I'm going back to family now. Find out more about Scott Ogle at scotthogle.com. And to get this program, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Scott, share with us your perspective on family, especially during these uncertain times.
You know, I find, Danny, that I'm having to check in on the well-being of my family more frequently. So my sons are now 16 and 20. They're both doing online school. My wife is working from home. So our home environment is different. And one of the ways that I think has been, frankly, probably a surprise to the enemy and a glory to God is that those who are paying attention realize that while we're sheltering at home for extended periods, it's a great time to strengthen the family unit. We've had more dinners and more game time and more, frankly, times of intimacy as a family now than we've ever had in our life before, because we're not passing each other in the hallways of life. We're connecting, we're talking, we're leaning on each other. So that's one of the ways I think that God is allowing us to repurpose the corona crisis in a way that strengthens us relationally within the own home.
What about marriage? You and Kate, how has this situation impacted your husband and wife relationship?
It's a great question. You know, I'm going to give you two different answers. The first one is, while we've had crisis at work, it's caused us to come together and problem solve more because we're in uncharted territory, but also, too, in an interesting way, there's ways that we found to be separated intentionally. Here's what I mean by that. When the corona crisis hit and everybody was sheltering at home, Kate took over my home office, which made me an orphan. So I turned my garage into a home office. So in between my meetings and Zoom calls, I would lift weights or walk around the garage and stand writing, or, you know, write while I'm standing up. And so we found a way to be productive, and then we come together at different times, and then we separate, which I think is also very healthy.
Why is the separation? I think some people could be going, you know, bonkers because of too much, or maybe should say not enough separation. So, what has it been for you in taking that time, creating that margin of space?
You know, I see where you're going with the question. I think for some people, the separation, let me reframe what I was about to say and say it this way. COVID has also created this intimacy, but it's also revealed a lot of cracks in relationships, whether it be marriage or with kids. And it's really put a emphasis or a spotlight on the areas that were weak or the things that we've ignored for years. And I think this is a time and an opportunity where God's saying, this is a chance for you guys to work on it. You know, there's an old saying that there's no atheist in a foxhole. What that means is that when you're both in the same ship or sinking ship, you know, the small stuff seems to kind of fall away. So my hope is that for those listening, you see this as a time to grow closer. And it may also force us and force you to face the cracks in the armor, face the cracks in the relationship and deal with them once and for all and let God heal them versus let them just kind of fall by the wayside and ignore it again.
you mentioned the word heal. Scott, gosh, if there's a time when we need encouragement, inspiration even, testimonies, I think this is clearly that time. You've got a story, a testimony of healing that you could share with us?
Yeah, it's not the kind of testimony, Danny, frankly, one would want, because when you walk through the fire, even though God promises you won't get burned, it doesn't mean it won't hurt a little bit. I've shared some of my story of just walking through cancer with you before, and I, you know, right after I launched Persuade in early 2018, my body was filled with tumors, and it came as a big surprise. And you know, I knew at the time that if God didn't intervene in my life, I knew that I would be a goner, because frankly, there was tumors in places that radiation couldn't take care of. And while this wasn't my first time at the dance, I knew I was over my head and I was in big trouble. And I got on my knees and I said, Lord, what would you have me to do? And, you know, the Lord brought me to the book of James. And one of the things he really began to teach me about is what it means to be double-minded. And double-minded, it really simply is what creates unbelief. And unbelief, by definition, is allowing other opinions in your heart to compete with what God says about your situation. So in order to tee me up for a miracle, in hindsight, I recognized that what the Lord was saying was that, Scott, you're going to have to decide whose report you're going to believe. And sometimes when your life is on the line and you know that, you know, it's either you and God or you and death, you know, I got on my knees and stayed close to the Lord in that season. And I had to shut out the TV. I had to shut out relatives. I had to shut out what doctors said. And I had to just focus on what God was saying. And it led to me going into complete remission from the cancer. But then there was also a miracle healing of my leg, if you've got time for me to tell that story.
Well, I want you to keep going. Keep going.
Okay.
Share that.
So in middle of August that year, cancer had eaten through the bottom of my right leg to the point to where I couldn't walk anymore. An x-ray from the orthopedic revealed that if I walked on it, the foot could break off from the leg because there wasn't any bone barely left. And their recommendation was to put a spike between my foot and my leg. And at that point, my wife and I had made a decision to take every medical decision back to God, because we were going to put His word in His direction above even what the doctors might say. And to my surprise, when we prayed about it, God said, don't get the spike put in your leg. Now, I did what any Christian does when they don't like an answer in prayer. I thought maybe God made a mistake or I heard Him wrong, so I asked again. And you have to understand, I'd been in pain for so long, and now that we knew that the cancer had eaten the bone so much from the x-ray, I wanted to get the surgery because I could be walking and out of pain in a day. But the Lord said no. So about a month went by, and every day, frankly, I woke up surprised that I wasn't healed, because as an evangelical, Danny, in that time, I audited the New Testament, and I discovered that there wasn't one place where Jesus didn't heal someone who came to Him. He healed them every time. I read a dozen books on healing. So I was genuinely surprised every morning when I would wake up and I wasn't healed. And I remember going to God, and I had a case before Him, and I said, Lord, there's nothing else for me to learn or read about healing, and I know You're the God that heals, but I need You to do something here, because now I'm having other physical problems. And you know, when you can't walk, you start drinking less so you don't have to go to the bathroom as much, and you start planning your life around the immobility. And something happened around, it was around mid-November in 2018, Danny, where I woke up early in the morning, I went back to sleep, and I had kind of this waking dream. You know, dreams don't make sense a lot, and you know, I was at Alamoana Mall, I was with my mom, and she forgot her checkbook, so I said, Mom, we'll go back to the house. And all of a sudden, I was pulling my knee scooter out of the trunk, and while I was going down this hallway, instead of using it, my knee scooter, I threw it away, and I started running, and I instantly woke up that morning, and I knew that I was going to walk that day, I knew I was healed. And I got up, I went down to the second floor, and my wife looks at me and she says, "Scott, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm walking." And I've been walking ever since. And about a month later, we would go back to the doctor and get an x-ray. And the x-ray would reveal that the bone had not grown back yet. So you might ask, well, how are you walking?
Right.
And
I
guess I was walking by faith.
What happened after that? Did the bone grow back? Or have you been...
You know, Danny, I don't know. I never went back to get another x-ray of the foot. And people have asked me that question. And I said, why would I go back? I'm walking and I'm healed. But here's something I would share about my healing journey. When I started walking again, Danny, I didn't walk without pain. I would still walk with some pain for a number of months. In fact, I wouldn't begin to run on my leg until 6 months later, till I felt I was walking on the beach one day and God gave me an unction, and I knew it was time for me to start running. And I wanted an abracadabra type healing. I wanted an instantaneous healing, but that wasn't going to be the Lord's way, because, you know, they say a miracle is something that happens instantaneously, but a healing is something that happens over time. And what I learned is that while I wanted to get in and out of this crisis, medical crisis, very quickly, God wanted me to walk it out. And, you know, there was a lot of ministering and other people that became part of my journey as a result. And I would have liked to have been through it faster, but I'm just glad to be on the other end of it. And God has been good from the beginning. So for me to trust God in the middle of a corona crisis, I've had to bet my life. I've made medical decisions that I felt God was leading me to do that, frankly, you know, if I was wrong, it would have cost me my life. But the word of God is sure and it's true. And he says, I look after my word to perform it. And I believe that.
Well, when you speak in this way, when you appropriate the scriptures to your life, to cancer, to a foot that should be falling off, and then that doesn't have enough bone or bone to hold it up, I think our moment of faith, where we begin to come back to the word again and say, you know, is God a God of miracles? Is God the God of the impossible? Did Jesus actually say, with God all things are possible? Well, if he does, then perhaps this is a moment, even as someone is listening. So when we come back from our break, Scott Ogle, I'd like for us to go a step further and go into prayer. For someone who is in more than a bit of a bind at this moment, maybe a physical challenge, certainly financial, certainly a period of anxiety and worry, but a time of ministry. Can we do that, Scott? When we come back from our break,
absolutely,
spend time praying for our dear listeners. So, dear one, Scott Ogle is with us. You've heard his story. This is fresh stuff. Applying the word, but the faith rising, the movement of God's Spirit. He used the word unction that came upon him. Well, there's some unction here for the Lord, and I believe the Lord is preparing to work in your life. So stay with us. We'll be back for a time of prayer with Scott Ogle when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there,
Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, we do this sometimes in our ministry program. It's a time of prayer, and prayer changes things. God, I don't understand it all, but I know that when the Lord invites us to pray, He wants us to ask and seek and knock. He says, if you ask, you shall receive. He seeks, finds, and if you knock, the door shall be opened unto you. Well, it's a time of prayer. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm privileged to be with Scott Hogle. And together, by God's grace, by God's Spirit, this is your time, dear friend. What is it that God has placed on your heart? What is burdening you? What is so overwhelming to you right now? What would you like to lift up to God? Scott, even as I'm speaking, what is the Lord placing on your heart for our listeners? And share that, and let's go into prayer. And I'd like for you to lead us in this time.
Yes. Thank you, Danny. No, it's an honor to. What God is putting on my heart is, I think, one of God's greatest pains. And one of God's greatest pains is that His children don't trust Him. If you look at Malachi 3:10, it's the last book in the Old Testament. After 3,500 years of leading His children, God had gotten enough, and He said, why don't you trust me? And He even finally said, why don't you put me to the test? And God was at that time saying, challenge me in the areas of giving, or challenge me in the areas of hearing. And God was so frustrated. He said, test me in this. And I think one of God's greatest pains, Danny, is that we don't trust Him. We simply don't trust Him. And then after He said that, He would go silent for 400 years until Jesus would be born. And then if you fast track 30 years after that into Mark 11:24, you see the story of the fig tree. And here's what I would want the listeners to know, that just because you can't see God working doesn't mean He's not working. He's working under the surface. Jesus was walking with His disciples. Jesus sees a fig tree that's not bearing fruit, not doing what it's supposed to do. He curses the fig tree. And then the next part of the story is the next morning when they're all passing the fig tree again. And Peter looks to Jesus and he's astonished and he says, oh my gosh, look, Lord, it died. So at the time of a miracle, Danny, when you come to God, Jesus said to Peter, He gave very specific instructions with the recipe for a miracle. One, He said, one, have faith in God. And He said, two, speak to your mountain. And when you pray, believe that you've received and you shall have it. You see, the day before, Jesus had given the command for the fig tree to die, but nobody could see it working because it happened under the surface. So just because you don't feel your circumstance changing, just because you don't see them changing doesn't mean God isn't changing them. And this is what I would say to the Christian. Stop quitting on God. Give God time to work. Because if you send up your prayer of faith and then you change your mind or you walk away, like James says, and you forget what you look like in the mirror, you've got to stay in faith once you pray the prayer of faith, because there's always time and distance between the amen and the there it is. So don't quit on God and give God time to work and trust God. I've never met a Christian, Danny, who didn't believe God can do anything, but there are Christians everywhere who don't believe God can do anything through them. So that's my message today. It's what God's put on my heart. Stop quitting on God. Give him time to work and stay in faith.
Yeah, yeah. Well, with that, let's pray. Lead us in prayer. Let's appropriate the word,
amen,
by faith to the situation that our friends, our brothers and sisters in Christ, someone who's seeking the Lord in a desperate time, might be feeling right now.
Lord, I just thank you. Your word says, enter your gates with thanksgiving and courts with praise. So I thank you for the shaking that's happening right now. You shake us to wake us, Lord, sometimes. And Lord, I repent myself, and just for all of those of us, Lord, who don't trust you and give you time to work, we apologize for that, Lord. We know that you're good. We know that every prayer that we pray, as the Apostle Paul said, the answer is yes and amen. So Lord, I thank you for hearing our prayer. I thank you that the answer has already come on the way, as it was with Daniel from the time he bowed his knee. And Lord, according to Mark 11:24, we speak to our mountain right now. So for those of you listening on the air, just begin to get into the Spirit, get really focused, and come into agreement with this prayer to the best of your ability with full-heartedness. And I just speak to every person and every heart that is struggling, and I say, peace be still. To everyone who's feeling fear, I say, fear be gone in Jesus' name. To everyone who has an infirmity in their body, a broken bone, a disease, whether it be a blood disease or any type of imperfection, we command your body and your blood vessels and your bones and every area spoken and unspoken to line up with the word of God right now. And we just declare healing from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And for every relationship that you may be struggling with, we just pray healing and health. We just cover that relationship with the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
And Lord, as we pray this prayer of faith, we believe that you are working behind the scenes. We know that you've said yes. We know that it is your will that we be healed, both emotionally and physically and financially and relationally and spiritually. It is your will, Lord. So we come into agreement. We walk boldly into your throne room today, and we pray the will of God. And we believe, Lord, that it will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because that was your promise, Lord. If you said it, I believe it. And that's the end of it. And Danny, do you want to jump in and close us out here?
Lord, we thank you for moments like these where by your sovereign grace, you bring a unique timing and prompting by your Spirit in accord with your word to link arms, as it were, and to lay hands, as it were, on our precious listeners. You know each one by name. You know the number of every hair on our head. You know us so well. And you know the specific need that they lift up before you, even as Scott has said, spoken and unspoken, the yearnings of their heart, oh God, you interpret, you translate, you understand. And we pray that by your grace and by your strength, you will touch, even as Scott has prayed and we have prayed. And may they see as you work in time the marvelous hand of God, as you work even behind the scenes. Sometimes we don't see it all, but the hand of God is moving, working, touching, healing, restoring, putting things together, putting plans together, as we come humbly, resting, surrendering, lifting ourselves before you now. You said in your word to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, Philippians chapter 4, make your request known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We speak peace. We speak ease and rest in the Lord because of what you're doing and what you're going to do. For that, we thank you now. Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Scott Hogel, what a privilege it is in this time. We've got one more segment left in this show. Boy, time is sure passed us by, but the Lord is moving. When we come back, let's take a step back and think about, reflect on, perhaps, what might this period in history be known for as a turning point in people's lives in surprising ways? I'll share that question again with Scott and you, dear one. Perhaps you have some thoughts, some reflections, but we'll go back and forth. We'll mash that around a little bit as we share in our time together with you. And of course, all that we're doing, we like to stay in the spirit, in an attitude of prayer, and resting rooted in God's word. So stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Oh, I'm so grateful for Scott Hogel, our time together in this moment. It is a COVID era, or coronavirus era, as Scott says, but the Lord has not left us. In fact, the Lord is ever a part of our lives and wants to work in and through us, perhaps more than ever before. You can find out more, by the way, I mentioned Scott Ogle. You can find out more about him. You can reach out to him at scottogle.com. He is a man of the marketplace, but he's a godly man of the marketplace, where the word permeates in his bones, so to speak, in and through him. Scott, hey, look, what might this period be in history as we look back? Maybe a point of reflection, in a way. What do you think it might be known for in terms of it being a turning point for some people in surprising ways?
Well, that's a great question. God speaks to us through our conscience, Danny, and all of us know the things that we have to work on and the things that we've let go unresolved. I think that as pressure and stress is ratcheting up in the heavenlies, as the battles in our hearts are raging even louder, there's times in history where there's a shaking under our feet, the tectonic plates of our life start to move. But I think that that's God's grace and way of saying that, hey, time is drawing to an end. It's time to step up and step out and break out of the issues that plague us. And look, there's a saying that I love, that the turn in the road is not the end of the road unless you fail to make the turn. There's a lot of us that this is a turning point for us. So that bend in the road, it looks like the end, but the bend in the road is not the end of the road if we make the turn. I think that as we are living in the last days, God is patient and long-suffering, but we're seeing how the patience is wearing a little thin. You know, Revelation says there's a moment when the angel puts his foot on the land and the sea and declares that time is no more. And I would say, if I was having this conversation with somebody the other day, and my advice to them was focus on the controllables, not the uncontrollables, and turn the news off. The news and the naysayers can't really do much to help us right now. And get focused on what God says about your situation, because when you start to hear him and start to sharpen the hearing skills in your spirit, you're going to know not just what the present is, but he's going to lead you into the future with specifics and strategy, because God doesn't want his voice to be a mystery. He wants us to be able to hear him clearly as we read the Bible for our daily bread, to know what to do today.
As you share that, a couple things come to mind, sort of stir up inside me, Scott. A couple words, simplicity and essentials. I think during this time, a lot of things that we had put a lot into in this shaking, or maybe following your metaphor, the turn in the road, certain things are on the margins now that we used to put a lot of stock in before. And the essential things of now really simplifying our lives and what really matters in terms of eternity, what really matters with regard to family, what really matters with regard to spiritual health or physical health. And even those things get brought into, I think, a clearer focus.
Yes.
When you think along those lines, Scott, I mean, as I'm saying it, my heart feels a sense of hope, and I feel like we still need a good dose of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think we do. You know, there's the most important parable in the Bible is the story of the sower and the seed. We know this because Jesus said, if you don't get this one, you won't understand the rest of them. And the story of the sower and the seed isn't about the seed, it's about the ground, the conditions of our heart. And there's a statement somebody made to me a few years ago, Danny, that to this day it haunts me. And she said this, that there's too much competition in our hearts for the seeds that we plant. And, we don't have any excuses anymore. People are sheltering from home. Life has slowed down. there's time to spend with God again. There's time to spend in prayer on our knees. There's time to spend in the Word, trying to hear His voice. Our excuses are up, and we're not as busy as we used to be. There's not as many things competing for our time and attention. And what a great time to crack back to Christ and seek Him and get into that simplicity that you were talking about, because we start to realize that that's the only thing built that's not on shaking sand, like everything else around us seems to be falling apart. So my sure anchor in the storm is Jesus, and it's my daily devotions and, frankly, just pressing in to hear Him, which stabilizes me. And if we've got another second, I'd like to tell you how I do that.
Yes. Share that.
So, you know, for the sinner, the most important scripture is John 3:16, but for the saint, Danny, I think it's Romans 10:17, that faith comes by hearing. Now, the Apostle Paul said that the Word of God, the Scriptures, is like a two-way mirror. And every morning when I do my devotions, Danny, my goal is to go into that two-way mirror and look, open my Bible with an open heart, and I want to be in neutral emotionally and mentally. Because as I slowly read the words of Scripture, I make it a point to read them out loud in my mind. Because when you can read them out loud in your mind, faith comes by hearing, your inner spirit's able to hear. So if I'm going to read a few chapters in the morning, Danny, I'm not reading for knowledge, I'm reading for inspiration, and I'm trying to be as sensitive as I can and quiet as I can in my spirit, because I'm trying to get a sure word for my life that day. And so a lot of times it's direct from the Bible, and a lot of times God will use it to just ping me in another area to get me thinking. But I would just encourage those of you listening today, spend some time in the Scriptures, get yourself into neutral, get quiet before the Lord, open the Scriptures, read it with a quiet heart, and see what the Lord might bring to your illumination. Because it's hearing a sure word from Him that you'll know what's around the corner, and you won't be afraid of the bend in the road.
Scott, speak to somebody. Take us a step further. There are a number of saints that are listening. People, when we say believers, followers of Christ, someone today is just desperately looking or curiously looking. What is Christianity? What is Jesus about? Does Jesus make a difference in moments like these? Speak to someone who might not yet have a personal relationship with the Lord.
Well, this is what I would tell you. The thing that separates, if you're looking for real answers, you need a person, not a religion. You need a relationship, not a religion. Christianity is the only religion in the earth that serves a living God. It's the only religion in the world that deals with sin once and for all. Every other religion and belief system, the debt is never quite paid. But when you bring your sins to Christ, when you come to the cross, He wipes them out once and for all. He says, I will spread them as far as the east is from the west, which never meets. And you are made right with God. And you can know today, not just that your name is written in the book of life, but you can know today that you're in right standing. And while there may not be a physical feeling when you pray that prayer of faith and you pray the sinner's prayer, there's something supernatural you will know is happening on the inside, like an etch-a-sketch, which you pull up and becomes clean. You will become clean and made whole all at once. But it starts with a simple step of acknowledging that you're a sinner and asking Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of your life.
Scott, we've got about a minute left. Can you lead in a prayer? One more prayer for someone who wants to accept
Yes.
Christ.
If you're struggling today, there's an answer. His name's Jesus. And just repeat after me inside and on the outside of your heart and with your voice, Dear Lord, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I'm no longer running in the other direction. I'm running to you. Thank you for meeting me at the cross and forgiving me. Come and be the Lord of my life. And I declare, Lord, from this moment on, I won't hide from you like Adam did in the garden, but I'm going to run to you. And instead of being fearful, I'm going to be faithful and follow all that you tell me to do. Thank you for loving me and forgiving me and calling me a member of the family of God. Amen.
Amen. Dear friend, if you said that prayer, you can go ahead and let Scott Hogle know. Just go to scotthogle.com. Or if you want to let us know, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Or whatever is on your heart to do. But please let us know what the Lord has spoken to you and how you've responded. Hey, Scott, thanks for being with us today. I mean, it's always a real blessing and divine surprises when we're with you and when you're together with us.
Thank you, Danny. It's such an honor to be with you on your show. And thank you for all the encouragement and hope that you're putting out to the audience as well. I know that it will not go unrewarded. God bless you, my friend.
Tender words from Scott Hogle, scotthogle.com. Dear friend, God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, we believe this is the perfect moment to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 3 verse 5 in the Message translation, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure everything out on your own. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Scott Hogle, scotthogle.com. Until next time, along with my techno producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Suzanne Maurer, and web designer, Arlen Nagata. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.